for Success Express, your business, career, and financial radio magazine. Hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Welcome to Big Blend Radio, everybody. Today, we're going over to England. We're going to Norfolk, England. And you know we do this all the time because we always love to chat with our friend Glenn Burrows. He's the owner of Norfolk Tours, and he's also a family historian. And he's one of our, he's our English correspondents, and he rocks. And he's back on the show today, and he's bringing two special guests on the show with him. We're going to talk about Buy Local Norfolk. Buy Local Norfolk is an incredible organization that really stands up for independent business. And right now, if we look at it around the world, independent business, we got to stand up. Whether you're in England or America, we all need to stand up because really there's giant monopolies out there and they're just eating us all up and we don't want that. So very excited to talk about this. I encourage you, I know that we have listeners around the world, England, America, Canada. But if you're in England, definitely check out this website, buylocalnorfolk.org.uk. And if you're going there to visit on vacation, definitely check this out. It's very important as travelers that we support the independents and local businesses too. But first, let's get Glenn on. Glenn, how are you doing?
We're fantastic today. Thanks. Yeah, we actually got some nice weather, which is lovely.
Cool.
We've not had a nice August this year, but now it's got out lovely. Oh. The sunflowers looking out the in between the trees in my garden at the moment, so that's lovely.
Oh, beautiful, cool. Beautiful. Nice. For those who are watching, you know, there's most of us are listening, but those who are watching, you've got this incredible ruin, picture of ruins behind you. Where is that?
The ruin that's behind me at the moment is Castleacre Priory. That was built soon after the Norman conquest in the sort of 11th century. So it's late 11th century, early 12th century. Another ruin that Henry VIII knocked about a bit, as they say. And that is really magnificent. The bit that you see behind me is the West Front. And it really is a magnificent ruin. There are still bits in there that have a roof on, as you can see just beside there to the right. And they were lived in, actually, up until the early part of the 1900s. It used to be like a farmhouse. I've got early pictures of it taken about 1910 when there were sheep and chickens in the yard there where people were living.
Fantastic
place to visit.
And do you take your guests there?
Of course.
I knew it.
Castleacre is one of the best villages in the area because not only have you got a priory, but you've also got a ruined castle as well, hence the name Castleacre. You've got a bailey gate, you've got a lovely old pub called the Ostrich, and you've got a village green. You've got a typical Norfolk village, and it's a really lovely place to visit.
And a good tea shop there too.
Shop. And this is Catherine, everybody. Catherine and her husband, speaking of farms, have a farm. You guys have a farm that has been in your history, everyone. Catherine Wolstenholm, it's called College Farm. You can go to her website, collegefarmweddings.co.uk. Catherine, welcome. And this farm is very interesting. I was going through your website on this, and it's a bed and breakfast. So everyone visiting, if you go on tour with Glenn, I know you guys got to work together, right? I knew it.
Awesome.
So you've got a bed and breakfast, three-room bed and breakfast, this amazing wedding and event space. But your farm, speaking of history, isn't this something that was in your family like for a few centuries?
My mother's family moved to the next door village in 1300, and they married a family that have been in the same village since 1000. So I can trace my direct descendants to the year 1000, and they've lived on the same plot of land as my mother's family since 1300, and the house that we live in and our local church were built by my ancestors in 1349, just after the Black Death. Yeah, and it's been. It went out of the family in the mid-1600s, and then by pure luck, it came back into the family in the mid-1800s.
Wow. And see, this is an example of, you know, independent business that you don't get from a typical kind of chain. Well, you know, I'm not knocking the chain hotels and everything because everything has a place. But I'm just saying, you know, this is something that is a very unique experience. So, again, everyone, I encourage you to go to Catherine's website, collegefarmweddings.co.uk. And if you go to England, you've got to connect with Glenn because he really custom creates your experience. If you want to go see, you know, musicians performing at a pub, or if you want to go to the seaside, if you want to do your family history, you name it, he will put it together for you. So that's norfolk-tours.co.uk. And I want to bring our next guest on, Marianne Old. She's an awesome artist. I go to her website, marianneold.com. That's MARYANNE, marianneold.com. It's a shop. She's got beautiful decor items, but your paintings, your fine art paintings. And if you can see her art behind you too,
yes,
if you're watching this. So Marianne, welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're doing good.
So your business, do you have an actual shop that people come into, or are you doing it mostly online?
Yes, my shop is online, but I'm going to be doing markets. And my first market is with the Buy Local market that we're doing at Christmas on December the 1st at the Forum. So that's going to be the first market stall that I will have ever done, because I only started working professionally in lockdown last year. So up until then, it's just been a hobby that's gone completely wild and took over the house.
Hobby's gone wild.
Well, this is wonderful. So, Glenn, this is interesting. Something I saw with Buy Local Norfolk during the pandemic is that the organization seemed to be helping local businesses be online even and be able to sell online.
Yeah, we did launch a shop. An online shop in about October, November time. It took us, I think we were about 4 weeks from inception in our minds to actually launching online. Mm. We were hoping to sort of make it a little bit like a Norfolk Amazon, but we haven't taken off as well as we wanted to take off. It does take a long while to get everything sorted out. We're now sort of developing a little bit more on that, and we're hoping that it's gonna work. I mean, if it doesn't, then as every other business, we review everything, and if it's working, we carry on, and if it's not working, we do something different. But yes, we tried to get everything online where it could, and we were able to adapt things that you wouldn't normally buy online, like, you know, accountancy services. We just said to members, you know, put your offering in a in a package. So a lot of our businesses that wouldn't normally sell online, they put like a, you know, £20 and we can have a first consultation, you know, so at least we could have something to put on the shop and that would get their name out there, work up their SEO a little bit more, get their names out there. So you know, even if the shop isn't doing well, at least the SEO for their websites is being built up.
You know, I think you're really right. The thing that people forget is it takes a long time to build a business, no matter how you do it.
Yeah.
And it takes perseverance. And you're absolutely right to go online. Absolutely saves money. It saves time. And that is where the future is going, whether we like it or not.
Quite. And so, if you can't beat them, join them. That's what we say.
And then once you join them, you can beat them.
Yeah. Well, that's what we hope.
But yes.
Going back to what Marianne said about our event in the Forum in December, every year we have an event in the Forum, which is in the middle of Norwich, which is our local city. And we hire the whole Forum ground floor, and then we have our members. So they can have a table in the Forum for just £40. Normally speaking, a small business just couldn't afford to be in the middle of Norwich.
Yeah.
Whereas by us doing it and then us subletting the table space, then we can allow small businesses to take a part in a big event, which is the only way that they can do it. It's like in Norfolk, we have a county show. So we have the Norfolk show. There is no way that a small business can be at the Norfolk show. So what we do is we hire a marquee, we organise all of that, and then we allow them to have a space within our marquee for something like £200, mm-hmm. which isn't a lot of money to a small business, but it's affordable mm-hmm. and it's a way to get them into the biggest event in the county in the year. It's a 2-day Norfolk show. Mm-hmm. And what we want is to allow small businesses to get the chance to be with the big boys, because mm-hmm. the big boys can have a stand at the Norfolk show. Mm-hmm. They cost, what, £4,000 or £5,000. Wow. But a little business can't even mm-hmm. think about spending that.
Right.
But they can afford to spend a couple of £100 to have a table in our marquee. And then if mm-hmm. we have 20 or 30 businesses, we can afford to have a marquee. Mm-hmm. And then sublet it. So that's how it works. That's how
it's working together, which I think is mm-hmm. really great. And networking together, Marianne, for you to go, okay, mm-hmm. now let me go get a shop downtown. That would be it's risky, especially now.
You know? Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I just can't afford it. It's that simple. I can't afford the money. I can't afford the time because I've still got 2 small children. So I'm still stuck with all the things that mums do, you know, school runs and everything else. I don't have my own mum around, so I don't, because my mum died, not because she doesn't like me or anything. Oh. I don't have a mum that can help out with anything. Right. So, it's my husband works full time. So I have to allow him to be able to do his job all the time. So I have to be able to, anything I do has to be able to fit around still being a mum of younger children. So there's just, I couldn't afford the money and I certainly couldn't afford the time.
This is a nice relationship with Buy Local.
It's
Catherine.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great for your art because you're doing workshops too, and people can buy things for their home and their gifts, and it's something local. I love your art. So it's full of mm-hmm. nature, and we're nature. That's all we do is travel and document parks. You know, we're as much as we can do in nature, we will. But Catherine, for you, I'm very interested in this. As we travel the country, we've been doing a lot of work with Bed and Breakfast. In fact, our upcoming issue of Vacation Station Travel Magazine, we have almost 30 bed and breakfasts that we've stayed in over the last year and a bit. Mm-hmm. And the bed and breakfast, you take the hat of being the oldest bed and breakfast. The oldest bed and breakfast. But we have one that was dated back to, I think, the 1700s here in this that we stayed
very
in.
Modern.
Yeah, yes. That's I very know. Modern. For
we're
this
a
country.
Baby country.
Yeah, we're babies, you know.
We're babies.
But it's really interesting talking to the bed and breakfast owners about number one, it's very and during a pandemic, bed and breakfasts were and still are one of the safest places to stay. The innkeepers did so much about sanitization and mm-hmm. working with their guests. We also found out they're basically like a miniature welcome wagon to community, knowing everything, but also it's important to support a bed and breakfast because this is their home. For you, this is your ancestry. Mm-hmm. But also as an independent, it's important because at the same time we talk about the big guys, there's over here, we've got hotels.com, booking.com, we're in your area, that Expedia, they're all, it's like Amazon, right? These huge companies, it looks good. Let's sign up with them. You do get bookings, but they really take so much profit away. So for you as a bed and breakfast, do you work through those avenues or do you do your own?
I belong to a couple of organizations that help me get bookings. There's one called Saw Days, which is a fantastic club that you have to pay to belong to it, but they're very good at promoting you. They give you support. They help with advertising. They're very good at promoting things. And I also belong to another group called Woolsey Lodges, which is much smaller and more cozy and intimate. And I belong to a Facebook group called the Bed and Breakfast Academy, which was set up by someone in Wales a few years ago. She runs courses for people who want to open a B&B, and then she does ongoing help afterwards. And she has a very good Facebook group, which is closed. So you can say anything, it's private. Well, you can share your successes if you have terrible guests.
On recipes?
Yeah, recipes. Or if you have a disaster, what do you do? How do you get out of it? And we've all decided that the big OTAs are no good because you have no control. They take a lot of commission. I mean, they give you the bookings, but they take a lot of commission. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that if anyone wants to book with me, they have to get in touch with me and I have a conversation with them or an email with them. And you get a feel of somebody and whether you want to have them to stay, what type of person they'll be. And you have a rapport before they come in through the door. So when they arrive, you know a little bit about them. And hopefully when they come, you know, I'm welcoming them into my home. So hopefully they feel like a friend coming to stay, not just a guest coming to an anonymous chain.
Yes. And if there's a cancellation, what we've heard is that the guest doesn't always understand if they've done a cancellation and they booked through one of the big OTAs, that they go to the innkeeper and they're like, I want to cancel. I want my money back. And the innkeeper's like, sorry, dude, that's not happening because you didn't book through me. So, so you're 100% there. And then Buy Local Norfolk, does that help you in regards to your wedding business and tourism too?
It does. And I do a lot of business with Glyn because he's very good when he has tours coming around, particularly Americans who are researching their family. They come and stay with me. And it's wonderful to meet people who are coming to research their family, often with connections in this part of Norfolk. I mean, one of the advantages of Norfolk being stuck out on the edge of England is once you're here, you don't want to leave. And as I say, if you have a family like mine that have been here for a long time, it's very easy to trace your roots. And we have wonderful medieval churches with fantastic records of who's buried there. And the church in our village was built with our house together, as I say, by my ancestors. And it's a wonderful sense of sort of continuity and just feeling part of the country and everything, that we can trace our family back so many years and know where we come from and hopefully where we'll be for another several hundred years.
Right.
That's amazing.
You know, I wanted to go to you, Marianne, as an artist. You've got your work, as people can see behind you, but also I know you've traveled the world. I mean, all of you are involved in tourism in some way. That's kind of where I'm going with this. Your art, not only can people purchase your prints and your work, your watercolors, but also, you know, decor items. You've got wonderful collections on your website, a lot of them nature inspired. So for someone who's been to Norfolk, an American coming through, and they want to take a piece of Norfolk home, would you say your art represents the local area?
Some of it does. Some of it, it's inspired by generally nature and places all that I've been, and of course I live here, so a lot of the inspiration is Norfolk, but not all of it. However, I am in I've just launched a new pattern called the Ice Cream Boats, which is a children's, it's a boys pattern, and if you have a look, Glenn, you'll love it because he's laughing because he knows the Ice Cream Boat is legendary to Norfolk. If you grew up here or you've been here on the Norfolk Broads on holiday, you have definitely had an ice cream from the Ice Cream Boat. So it's a little tiny little boat with a huge fiberglass ice cream on the front of it.
Oh, cool.
And he goes along the water and he stops on the water and he serves you your ice cream on the Broads. There's nothing like it. It's fantastic. Cool. And I have immortalized it into its own fabric pattern. And it's now a kid's bedroom set.
Oh, how
I
cool.
love this.
Specifically That's for boys. Awesome. It's been done in blues and reds. Of course, girls can use that. But I tried to hit the boys market. One, because I'm a mum to boys. And two, because everything is dinosaurs. I tried to give it something really different. Because boys don't really get represented well in the market for fashion or for accessories and things like that. You know, there's fantastic things for girls, but not so much for boys. So I made it for my son, and now it's available for everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful, though. That's smart, looking at what that gap is.
She called me a boy because I love dinosaurs.
I know she does. She's
a boy. I don't mean to be stereotypical, but, you know, just general. In general, that's how it is, you know.
Yes, we like the ice cream, though. Now, Glyn, this is going to be more independent than Mr. Whippy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he may sell Mr. Whippy's, but yeah, he's just a one-man band.
What is this that every time you come on a show, we talk about Mr. Whippy?
I was thinking exactly that.
Well, you know? Mr. Whippy ice cream is so important.
I want the double flake.
Yeah, double 99.
But going back to Catherine's house, I mean, you can see it behind her. You can see the paneling and the beams in the roof of the house. And cool. And the funny thing is, I know, when I arrive at Catherine's in the morning to pick up my guests, you know, Catherine always says, do you want a cup of coffee? And I always need to pop to the loo. Well, I always spend a long time in her toilet, not for any other reason, apart from the fact that she's got her family tree on the wall in the toilet. And I always spend hours in there because her family tree is on the wall, you know. And
that's a big tree.
Obviously, it's massive. And every time I go, I find something new to look at.
So this is a great conversation, Glenn. Well done. Now, did she give you a scone?
Not at breakfast.
That's for afternoon tea.
She has them in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well,
but the funny thing is, I mean, Catherine normally has cakes on the go when my guests come in of an evening. There's always a fresh cake on the go. And there's always cups of tea and everything available for them if they want anything. But we had our first open networking event since lockdown. We had that in Catherine's garden. And that was fantastic. And she cooked all the cakes. I bought the scones and the sausage rolls, and Catherine did the cakes.
I love baking.
That's awesome. Well, I want to come see you.
I'll
tell you one other thing, which you wouldn't get in a chain hotel. Right? One day I had some guests arrive, and on the way around, we were talking about different things. And this particular bloke said, oh, I haven't had smoked fish for my smoked haddock for my breakfast for years. I'd love a smoked haddock. So I came in and I said to Catherine, can you get this bloke some smoked haddock? And the next morning when I picked him up, he said, you'll never guess what I had for breakfast.
Smoked haddock.
You would not get that in a chain hotel.
Right. No, you wouldn't.
But now would you allow, okay, so let's talk about the membership of Buy Local Norfolk, because do you have like a McDonald's coming in and things like that and that want to be part of your, everybody's giving me the shaking of the head. Apparently you ran out of ice cream there. The ice cream man stole it.
We had
milkshakes or something.
We have had some big businesses who wanted to join, but we have very, very strict criteria. One of them is you can't be a franchisee. So no franchisees can be a member. Another one is that the head office has to be in Norfolk. Another one is that the owners of the business have to live within 50 miles of their head office. Because obviously some people live over the border, because if you've got a business in Great Yarmouth, you might live in Suffolk. So things like that, we don't mind. As long as the business is in Norfolk, the business owner lives within 50 miles of Norfolk, and the business owner can make all the decisions, because that is so important. Because if you're a franchisee, you have to buy from the franchise. You know, you cannot buy from anywhere you like. And another one of our conditions is that every member has to use other local independent businesses in their business. So, for instance, I know Catherine uses her local butcher, she's a local fishmonger, she goes to the local markets. She used the local photographer for her photos for her website, you know, so she could reel off 50 different local businesses that she used. You see, I use local businesses in my business because I use Catherine. I use the local pubs, the independent pubs, you know, the free houses, as we say. You know, my accountant is a local independent accountant, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
It's good to have your accountant close by.
Well, also
make sure they do the right thing.
It's good to have an accountant who understands the local
world,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what it all means. It means that if I say, for instance, I have some American visitors over and they pay me £1,000 for whatever, then of that £1,000, you know, some of it will go to Catherine, some of it will go to the local pubs when we have our meals out, some of it will go to my accountant because he needs to, or she needs to actually count the figures. You know, some of it will go to, some of it might go to the National Trust because we go to big houses and things like that. Some of it will go to other small cafes and restaurants. If we always stop in a small, what do you call them, mar and pa?
Yeah, mom pa shops.
Yeah, things like that, you know. So that is important because then that money will then carry on because then Catherine spends her money with the local butcher and the local baker and et cetera. So the more we all do that, the more money stays in Norfolk.
That's right.
What it's all about.
And then it keeps...
If I went to one of these big chain hotels, it's all gone out straight away. They buy in from big freezing companies, you know, all their food comes in a truck. You know, all of their management are all based somewhere else. All of their supply chain is who knows where, you know. So the only
China.
Thing that stays, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The only China. Thing that stays local in these big chains are the wages of the staff who are all paid basic minimum wage. So that's not a lot. So,
you know, it's interesting to me that societies all over the world continue to buy from China and make a country who threatens everybody the richest country. I think it's a really dumb move.
I do want to go into, because I think the one thing with what's great about Buy Local Norfolk is that you, and I was saying this at the introduction, that it's keeping the integrity of what Norfolk is as a place. It's keeping it the identity of a place. It's also sustainable financially, but it's also sustainable in regards to the environment. And Marianne, I was reading on your website, you're really working towards being, you know, 100% plastic free. It's very difficult. It's always, it's a step. It's a step-by-step process.
It's, it's just a journey.
So that's
uphill,
part of it.
Uphill journey.
It
really is. It's hard to do because it's in everything that we do. But being sustainable, do you feel that also being a member of Buy Local Norfolk, that that helps with the footprint, the environmental footprint?
Definitely. That was a big part of it for me, was to be able to network with people in this area in order to help myself and to help them, you know, that give and give back thing. So that was something that was important to me. It was also important to me to have that knowledge from others that I don't have, because I'm good at drawing, but I'm not good at marketing, you know, and I'd sooner not do any marketing at all, if I'm honest, because I don't like it.
She wants to paint.
I just want to paint.
And Catherine wants to paint. I'll look at your art.
So I don't want to do all that stuff. I have to. We all know in small businesses, we end up with every hat on and we have to do the stuff. But it's not what I'm good at. I'm good at painting. And making things and going out and crafting with people and you know, creating. So I think being part of Buy Local Norfolk also gave me the opportunity to be in contact with people like Missy in the office, who's got great tech skills and great things with, knows about marketing. And, you know, they're doing things like getting the forum booked and getting things that they're doing, things, making things happen. And I can join in because I wouldn't even know where to start with that. So it's like you get taken in on that little family bubble. And because that family bubble is local, those are the two things that I loved about, you know, and wanted to join it for.
That's awesome. And I think it's, that's, you know, so that, cool, that networking part and having a support group, because you look at it, Buy Local Norfolk is community. And Catherine, with your ancestry in this, you know, amazing college farm, I mean, you've got to think about this farm and this house, you know, the building and just the history. How much of it for you, and I know it's business, but it's also keeping the your ancestry alive, keeping what you have, the integrity.
It's very much keeping my heritage alive, sort of remembering and respecting all my ancestors that have lived here. Just it makes you feel very grounded and very, I describe living here as a bit like wearing a pair of old slippers. It's very, very comfortable, very old. It's nothing fancy. You know, the house is old, but it's not enormous. But it is just, it's a very comfortable, it's a privilege to be here where my family has been for so many generations and still are.
Do you have any ghosts?
I don't think we do, but some people say they've heard ghosts here.
I knew it.
With the weddings you do, are they mostly, because I know visitors can be, you know, from America, Canada, Australia, yeah. you know, all over the world, especially, you know, like your connection with Glenn, with what he's doing at Norfolk Tours. But for weddings, are you getting any international, you know, wedding guests or people coming to get married, or are they mostly local Norfolk?
Mostly they're Norfolk or Suffolk. I occasionally get people who come from London, because if you live in London, you haven't got a garden, you haven't got anywhere pretty to get married. But most people, I mean, I had a wedding on Friday and they came from Brandon, which is about 12 miles away from here. So they tend to be very local. Mm. And I always encourage all my wedding people to employ local suppliers. I have a list of they don't all belong to Buy Local Norfolk, but I have a list of suppliers that all come from Norfolk. And I always encourage my couples to get the marquee, the food, the toilets, anything they need for a wedding from somebody that's in Norfolk. Nice. As Glenn
from
said,
our clients, we've learned over the years, get them locally, especially the baker, because your wedding cake, you want the locals. I remember a friend who had a resort up in the mountains in San Diego where we used to live. She was like, you need to get your cake by these people because they know how to drive the mountain road. If you try to bring your cake yourself, your cake's going flying. So I don't know if that happens in Norfolk, but you don't want the cake to spill on the big day. You know,
we don't have any mountains, but you want somebody fresh because they know where they're driving to. They know how long it takes to get there. They know where the steep turns in the road are.
And we have a lot of country lanes with strange names that people can't read. Don't they?
Exactly.
That's why we need Glenn.
It's good to be local.
Because a lot of names, you don't pronounce them anything like they look when you see them written down on paper. So if somebody comes from away and you tell them to go to somewhere, they won't have a clue where they're going.
Oh, funny.
But also you want things to be fresh. You want somebody who knows the area. And they in turn, I mean, like we had a florist at the weekend who she couldn't provide all the flowers, but she went to another local florist to get some. So everything was kept within Norfolk. So it was nice that every supplier was local.
You know, really when you choose a venue for a wedding, you choose it because you love that spot. It makes sense to put the money in the spot that you have decided is the place for one of your most important ceremonies in your life.
Yeah. Well, to me, on the day you get married, that should be the most important day of your life so far. Mm. And you might have other good ones afterwards. And even if you've been married before, that day should be the most important day of your life. And you want it to be perfect. And if you have local suppliers, they're going to be much better because they know everybody and everything and how to get here.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's really important.
Sense. I love what you're doing, and also the fact of everyone helping each other. I'm sure when you're fully booked at the B&B, you'll call the B&B down the road and say, hey, they're looking for a place to stay.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, there's a pub in our village, an independent pub, and they also have three bedrooms. It's very, very different to here.
But you can sleep in a pub?
Cool. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That sounds good.
Glenn.
Oh, yes. It's an old pub with a very modern annex at the side, with very modern bedrooms. And that suits some people, but if they're full, they'll send their guests here. Or if I'm full, I'll send some of my guests down to there. And there's a glamping site also in the village that has little shepherd's huts and safari tents. So we all help each other. If one of us is full, we pass our guests on to somebody else.
Nice.
And what's nice is we're all very, very different. We offer different experiences. Mm. So there could be three different groups of people that all choose somewhere different to stay, but all within the village.
Cool.
Wow. Very so cool. In closing, you're talking about all these different businesses from each of you. Let's, you know, give a shout out to the Buy Local Norfolk members. Mm-hmm. I want each of you to pick one favorite business or just, you know, to give a shout out and just so people can see and learn a little bit more about the Norfolk Broads, how broad, and that's water people, not women.
Not women.
That's a long way from me, Norfolk Broads. That's an hour away.
An hour away? That's not long. That's not long to us, but.
No, but it is broad.
But give a shout out to a business that's in within Buy Local Norfolk so people can learn the different kinds of businesses and just to give people some of that extra promotion. So Marianne, let's start with you. What's a business that you work with or know about that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I'm going to shout out to Marcella, who runs a chocolate little chocolate, handmade chocolate company. And she's Brazilian and she makes brigadeiros. And I think her company's called Norwich Emporium Norwich.
Yeah,
Emporium. Yeah. And she only lives a couple of miles away from me, like 5 minutes down the road.
That's dangerous.
And she's so sweet. And I've had chocolates from her, but I run a blog called Life in a Chocolate Box because I live in a little 18th century Flint cottage, which looks like a little chocolate box cottage. And so my blog is called Life in a Chocolate Box. And it's my dream one day when I'm big enough, I will have Marcella make me my own chocolate box. So my shout out goes to Marcella. She's fantastic.
She is lovely.
Yeah.
She is. And very beautiful. Lovely girl.
Yeah, lovely. I don't know how she's so slim. She eats brigadeiros all day.
Oh, not with chocolate.
I'm coming over to hang with you. Chocolate and ice cream. This is sounding really good to me. That's my style. So, Catherine, who do you want to give a shout out to?
I mean, my shout out, which Glyn mentioned earlier, I want to shout out someone called Debbie, who runs a company called Two Up. And she's about 3 or 4 miles away from me. She does most of my photography for my website. She makes my web. I've got 3 websites, so she does all of those. She's very local. If I need something that is only going to take 10 minutes, she'll come over for 10 minutes and do what I need, and then she'll go away again. Although she'll probably stay and have a cup of tea and a piece of cake and a bit of a natter. But she's very, very local. I met through the wedding business when I first moved back to Norfolk about 10 years ago. And she's brilliant. She's become a really good friend, but she's also a local business. And we support each other sort of with business, emotionally. If one of us has got a problem, we can ring each other up. We can let off steam. She's fantastic for helping me with ideas for marketing, my website, all sorts of things. So that's my shout out. Debbie Harris at Two Up.
Cool.
Right on. Glyn, who are you giving a shout out to?
Well, I'm going to shout out Emma, who runs Example Marketing. Mm. She does our website and she also lays out all our print. So, you know what it's like when you land out a magazine, you know what that's like. Emma lays out our directory and she always sorts out our flyers and things like that. So anything that we do, Emma sorts it all out so it looks balanced and nice, so to speak, and professional. And she is very professional. And again, she's just a lovely person. You know, that is the thing, we get to know the people. Mm. You know, you don't ring up the company one day and you're talking to Mary, and you ring up the next day and you're talking to Joanne, and you walk in the office and then you're talking to Fred, and then you ring up next week and you're talking to John. You know, you go to these companies and you get to know the people. And that's what it's all about, you know. Mm-hmm. Emma is a lovely person, you know. So not only do I like her business, but I like her as a person, you know.
If you like somebody as a person, you do much better business with them because it's a joy to talk to them.
Yes.
Absolutely. So
that's what it's all about, you know.
It's real relationships. And that's where you have more honesty and integrity in business with that too.
Right.
Yep. You're not hiding underneath something or being forced to do something from the person who doesn't live anywhere near where you are.
Or care.
It's something even we see, I'm not getting political, but in politics now, where somebody in Washington, D.C. thinks that someone in this state, in this tiny town over here, should be doing, and they've never been there. What works in one place doesn't work in another.
Absolutely.
If you've kept your... You know, even some of the brand hotels we're seeing now in this country are changing their looks to be more representative of the town that they're in. The brands are having to learn from the small independents, you know, and so it's very interesting. But I know our time is short and we could talk forever, but lovely having you all on the show today.
It's so much fun.
Absolutely. Love what you're doing at Buy a Local Norfolk and everyone. The website is buylocalnorfolk.org.uk. Keep up with Glyn. You can see his articles on blendradioandtv.com and past interviews, but also go to norfolk-tours.co.uk. And then if you want to go check into the ancient farm, College Farm, go to collegefarmweddings.co.uk. And also keep up with Marianne's awesome art. Go to marianneold.com, and that's Mary, A-N-N-E. So it's marianneold.com. And of course, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. We air Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, which is midnight in England. Sorry about that. But you can listen anytime after. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Good to meet you.